Good afternoon, everyone. So interesting, when we have a presentation in Australia on PICs, it would usually fill the room. It's quite interesting that the topic of PICs use, maybe fluoride use in Australia, is quite topical. Firstly, before I start, just like a little bit of context of why I'm talking a little bit about PICs use in the US and talking about the Australian situation. I think that the results that I'm presenting today do tend to emphasise the important role that Mepiquot chloride does play in production of the crop, but also the risks involved in using these sort of growth regulators when the proper monitoring is not in place. Just another aspect in context is the Australian systems are characterised by their high yield, high input systems, lots of fertiliser, lots of water are used to grow the crops, and our seasons are also characterised by being long seasons, and we also have an extremely variable climate where we have almost, during the seasons, often have a snapshot of a little bit of all the areas that exist in the US in that context. So why are we re-evaluating the use of Mepiquot chloride in Australia? One key thing that's happened in our systems in probably the last 10 years is the introduction of the transgenic Bolgard 2 genes into our crops. And as a consequence, because we had such a heavy infestation and problems associated with Helicoverpa, our fruit loads or our retention are actually significantly higher. So we came from a situation through our pest management where we were in a constant state of losing fruit all the time to a state where we're actually holding on to fruit where we hadn't experienced that before. Certainly, as I mentioned, the one thing about PICs is that it's certainly a great topic of debate amongst consultants and growers. We have some guidelines that we use in Australia to recommend the use of PICs. The principal tool that we have in actually undertaking whether we need to use PICs or not in terms of a growth measurement is a thing called our vegetative growth rate, or our VGR, which is essentially a measurement of a change in the height between 1 week to the next relative to the change in nodes. And it's a useful measure in the sense that it's accounting for not only it represents the growth of the crop, but it also represents the development. So if, you know, sometimes some of these things are occurring simply because the development is occurring quickly, you know, you can take those sort of effects out. Other aspects of our decision tree that relate to PICs use also associate with, you know, what's happening in the future, you know, the growing conditions, the soil, things like fruit retention, and those factors are actually coming into consideration in terms of rates. The previous work where the recommendations were based on was some work by Greg Constable, where they actually generated a Mepiquot chloride yield response that was relative to the control, so a change in yield response and the change in the VGR. And we saw that about 5.5 was where we saw the need to actually apply PICs and actually prevent yield loss. Another aspect in use of PICs in Australia that is heavily used, because we're growing these strong V8, what we call supercar crops in Australia, that we have to actually sometimes have to have heavy brakes to pull these vehicles up. And a common practice in Australia is to use heavy rates of PICs at cutout to actually stop these crops from actually continuing to grow. And there's essentially been no research actually asking the question about whether the use of cutout rates of PICs, or the actual use of them, or even the rates of them, are actually being put in place to actually see if they were impacting on yield or other factors. So we've been conducting experiments for a number of years, asking the question about whether the VGR is still applicable in our high retention crops, and also asking the question about whether the cutout rates of PICs that we're using actually have any effects on yield or quality. I won't go into too much detail, just to show that we had a couple of combinations of treatments where we actually single applications of PICs, sometimes on multiple treatments, and applying PICs at cutout. And what I would say in the case of our crops that we were applying cutout rates of PICs is that most of the crops that we were applying this on were actually already a cutout in the sense that they'd reached 4 to 5 nodes above white flower. Our treatments, we generated high VGR or rank growing crops by planting crops later, adding more nitrogen as opposed to our normal planting and normal N rates. With our early flowering treatments, it was a single application of 900 mils of the product that we use in Australia, which is about the MC, Mevenpot chloro content, of about 38 grams per litre of active ingredient. Our multiple treatments were 3x300 subsequently, and then the cutout was about 2.5 litres of the product at 4 to 5 nodes above white flower. Our measurements are measuring VGR at the time of the application of PICS. So in many ways, the important thing about our VGR measurement is it's actually capturing the growth, given that PICS has an action, in about 7 days after, in the time subsequent to its application, is that the VGR is actually capturing the situation whether before we actually seen rank growth occurring. And at harvest, we were just did fruit retention and our maturity and yielding quality. So in terms of our results on our early season picks, we essentially see very few differences, or only one instance where we actually had impacts on maturity. As we expect with the application of picks, we saw changes in heights, we saw changes in nodes, and we sometimes saw changes in fruit retention, and that fruit retention was often just associated with the fact that those crops had less nodes and no effects of fiber quality. So we didn't get anything that we would have expected in a normal situation with PICS applications. The one thing that was the most important aspect line in blue is the response that Greg Constable had used to generate VGR previously, and then we plotted the new data, the vegetative growth rate versus the Mevenpot yield response to the control. And what we can see here, what is important, is that at the high VGRs, with the high fruit retention cotton, the actual yield response to picks was actually less. It still emphasises the importance of needing to have picks at higher VGRs, but the response to picks was less. But also importantly is that when at low VGRs, when the crop wasn't rank and we were putting picks on, we actually had a greater effect on reducing yield. And this is a really important thing, is that in the case of actually growers going out and actually looking to put picks on in a prescriptive manner, and they have high fruit loads on their crops, they're actually potentially having a quite significant and detrimental effect on their yield. It took me a long time to do this slide in terms of cutout applications, but basically, as we probably would have expected, and it's often forgotten, the cutout is a true measure of the cessation of fruit development, and we see that PICS actually doesn't change any aspects of that, which is good to know. But it is a really useful tool in the Australian environment, to especially when we do have crops that might have access to nitrogen still at the end of the season of sometimes up to 200 units of N, and if it does start to rain, the use of cutout rates of PICS are actually useful to help pull the crop up and get it ready for harvest. So in summary, we didn't actually, as we also expected in the past with uses of PICS, we saw no differences in single versus multiple applications of the use of PICS, and that's still a useful strategy if you feel that you're leading into a potential high VGR situation. So using a slow, lower rate, easing yourself in that situation, you have a chance of actually not applying a large amount if that's the case. Consistent effects of PICS in terms of height and nodes were still there that we saw, and certainly the changes at high fruit retention with their both positive response and negative response are still there, but the actual VGR recommendations are quite different, and no effect of cutout PICS at cutout. So thank you very much, everyone.